solowe, smoka jak dzikie, rozkrywa usta i kuje zozulia z wilkie i zbytyli ta chodzić, brodzić nad rikoju koły za noćka. Nie dajemy ni spokoju, ale cianoćka, ale cianoćka. Chodzić, brodzić nad rikoju koły za noćka. Nie dajemy ni spokoju, ale cianoćka. Ja zirwu najkraści kwity u moim sadku i na perich w rosach myty. Na proszki pidu buduż daty do świtanku, buduż dać festeń. Czy na strinu halicianku, haj nauczyć piseń, haj nauczyć piseń. Buduż daty do świtanku, dać festeń. Czy na strinu halicianku, haj nauczyć piseń,
haj nauczyć piseń,
haj nauczyć piseń. Napojamy, zilamy, przyworożuje serce szczerymi słowami. Rozdrwożuje, płynie, płynie tak po toju kolesanoćka. Ja szczęśliwy po zimnoju, ale cianoćka, ale cianoćka. Płynie, płynie tak po toju kolesanoćka. Ja szczęśliwy po zimnoju, halicianoćka,
po zimnoju,
halicianoćka.
And Shum from Winnipeg opening our program with a tune from their first CD, which is just self-titled. And that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song called Halichonichka, a song describing the desire of a young man to better acquaint himself with a lovely girl from the Halichina or Galicia region of Ukraine. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-Makwory, your host. По-українське, in Ukrainian, Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight, or to the podcast. Welcome, вітаю. We have a great program lined up for you. On Cultural Capsule, Vasil Pavlovsky profiles Metropolitan Andrei Sheptitsky. We'll also have news from Ukraine, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is a group from Montreal called Privit. That means welcome. And this is from their first CD, Berech Nadi, Shore of Hope. And here they are now with a song called Solovey I Troyanda, The Nightingale and the Rose.
Соловей закохався в троянду, у троянду червону, як кров. Він признався палком у коханні, обіцяв їй довічну любов. Він поклявся, що буде складати лиш для неї любовні пісні, і щоночі їх буде співати, щоб їх чула троянда у сні. Але горда червона троянда жат рятувала собі солов'я. Ти співаєш вночі про кохання і щебечеш солодкі слова. Та якщо мене справді кохаєш, заспівай серед білого дня. Хай всі квіти в саду моїм знають, що здобула любов твою я. А дарма, коли сонце засяло і прокинувся з гамором день, соловейка на тіння пропало до весняних любовних пісень. А вночі я заснула троянда, та троянда червона як кров. Він і пісню найкращу востаннє заспівав про незбутну любов. А вночі я заснула троянда, та троянда червона як кров. Він і пісню найкращу востаннє заспівав про незбутну любов. Заспівав про незбутну любов. Заспівав про незбутну любов.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Don't miss the 16th annual BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival Saturday, May 7th in Mission. Enjoy Ukrainian dance competitions from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. with dancers from across BC, musicians with authentic Ukrainian instruments, arts and crafts displays and demonstrations, and of course, fabulous Ukrainian food. That's the BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival Saturday, May 7th at the Heritage Park Secondary School, 33700 Prentice Street in Mission.
Щастя.
And more Winnipeggers for you there. That was the Todd District Sisters, Rosemarie and Charlene, with a tune from their self-titled CD called Alleluia. And it is an original composition with the lyrics by Rosemarie. And the music was by Alex Sisarev. And Alex is originally from Ukraine, and he's a floater kind of guy. He gets around on the music scene, and he's been working here on Vancouver Island at Vancouver Island University Music Department, and also back several years ago when it was Malaspina College. He's been around quite a while, and as you can tell, he gets around. This song was arranged, orchestrated, and performed by Ron Paley. It was Alex on acoustic piano and Sasha Boychuk on saxophone, and also it was engineered and mixed by Harry Taylor. Again, Alleluia by the Todd District Sisters. Up next, more Winnipeggers. And this is a group, Sasha Boychuk. He gets around as well, but he's pretty much based in Winnipeg, and he has teamed up with not only the Todd District Sisters, but Alexis Kohan for the first CD of the group called Paris to Kiev. And here he is. Here's Petro Yurishchuk now on an instrument called the Talinka, and that is a simple a copper pipe with just a hole at both ends, and makes amazing music, blowing in one end and with his finger on the other. Here they are now, Paris to Kiev with the Talin Kolomeka.
Thank you.
And an excellent example of Ukrainian choral music, that was the Vesnyuka Choir from Toronto, from their self-titled CD and a song called Karpatsky Solovy, Sounds of the Karpate, or the Carpathian Mountains. Up next, another excellent example of Ukrainian music, and this is from a group called Lestilka Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra. They hail from Saskatoon. This is from their CD, Stepom, Across the Steps. And here they are now with, I guess, kind of an adult version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm, a very popular folk song that has been making the rounds in Ukraine over the last, I don't know, few decades perhaps. Here they are now with the chicken song, Kurochka. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Пішов я раз по стежі, по межі терені, і здивував я дівчину, що несла пироги. Ой, чула, 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 ой, чула, чула ти. І здивав я дівчину, що несла пироги. Дівча моя хороша, чи знаєш мої сни, що я тебе кохаю і сиром пироги. Ой, чула, 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 ой, чула, чула ти, що я тебе кохаю і сиром пироги. Дівчина як почула козацькі мрії і сни, і зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. Ой, чула, 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 ой, чула, чула ти, і зразу запросила на свіжі пироги. І як любов діждати щасливої пори, дівця його цілує, а він їсть пироги. Ой, чула, 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 Ой, чула, чула ти, дівча його цілує, а він їсть пироги. Ідеш за її за лісу, взялися вороги, козак із переляку сховався в бур'яни. Ой, чула, 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 ой, чула, чула ти, козак із переляку сховався в бур'яни. А то були мисливці, ніякі вороги, взяли собі дівчину і сиром пироги. Ой, чула, 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 ой, чула, чула ти, взяли собі дівчину і сиром пироги. Козак гірко заплакав, від тяжкі вороги, візьміть собі дівчину, віддайте пироги. Ой, чула, 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 ой, чула, чула ти, візьміть собі дівчину, віддайте пироги.
And from a CD recorded during his showbiz career days, that was Edward Ivanko, and he's now known as Father Edward Danilo Ivanko, the parish priest at the Holy Dream Mission Ukrainian Catholic Church in Richmond, B.C. And this was a song that he recorded on a CD, or it was vinyl recording at that time, called Daruyu Pisnyutsu, I dedicate this song to you, and that was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a comical story, called Serum Pereja, with pierogies with cheese, and a song about a young man who really couldn't make up his mind between a beautiful young girl and a bowl of pierogies with cheese. Very specific about cheese. And the pierogies won out. Again, Edward Ivanko with Serum Pereja.
Hello, I'm Vasyl Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Over the course of the last few programs, there has been a name which has been passed over a couple of times. Though after he was born, on July 29, 1865, in the village of Pribilichi in western Ukraine, he bore the same family name, though his given names were Roman Maria Alexander. He studied at the Faculty of Law at both the University of Krakow and Wroclaw, and obtained a Doctor of Law in 1888. That same year, against his father's wishes, he entered the monastery of the Basilian Brothers in Dobromil, and it was during his monastic period that he took on the name of Andrei, and then went on to study both theology and philosophy at the University of Krakow, where he received the titles of doctor of those two disciplines. In the year of 1892, in Przemyśl, Andrei Szeptycki was ordained a priest and went on to serve as master of the young monks at the monastery in Dobromil from 1892 through 1896, and then he became head, or ihumen, of the St. Onufrius Monastery in Lviv, where the first apostle was printed in 1574 by Ivan Fedorovich. In 1899, Emperor Franz Joseph I named Szeptycki Bishop of Stanislavy, currently Ivano-Frankivsk. Pope Leo XIII immediately concurred. Shortly thereafter, he made forays into the Carpathian Mountains to meet with the faithful amongst the Hutsuls and Bukovinians closer to Chernivtsi, and he was the first of church leaders to address them in their dialect of Ukrainian. After the death of Metropolitan Julian Sas Kwiatkowski, Andrei Szeptycki became Metropolitan on January 17, 1901. As Metropolitan of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, there were many things which Szeptycki accomplished and which contributed to the development of Ukrainian communities beyond Ukraine's borders. In 1910, he attended the 21st International Eucharist Congress in Montreal and then traveled to other areas of Canada and the United States where Ukrainians had settled. During the Second World War in 1942, he wrote a pastoral letter to his faithful entitled Thou Shalt Not Kill. On top of this, he saved the lives of dozens of Jews personally during this atrocious period of history, which was simply not black and white as so many would prefer us to believe. He founded a hospital and a museum, and was the benefactor of many organizations, including Prosvita and the PLUS Scouting Organization. Metropolitan Andrei Szeptycki died on November 1st, 1944, though in his memory and honor, there are many organizations which now bear his name. I'm Vasyl Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Metropolitan Andrei Szeptycki of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church.
And that was the Ukrainian Male Chorus of Edmonton from their CD called Live, and it was recorded back in 2002. That was a hymn, Bozhe Veliki, Almighty God, very beloved and popular hymn. It's a prayer asking for freedom, enlightenment, fortune, and long life for the Ukrainian nation. Again, the Edmonton Male Chorus with Bozhe Veliki. Up next, a change of pace. Strap on those dancing boots. We have the female beat up next from Winnipeg with the Black Sturgeon Polka.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending April 8th. Ukraine evacuates citizens from Libya. Hundreds of thousands eating contaminated food. New tax code sparks protests. Millions to be spent on road infrastructure. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine is helping to evacuate citizens of 15 countries from Libya. A Ukrainian ship has evacuated 85 Ukrainians and 108 citizens from 15 countries from the crisis-hit Libya late Monday. On Tuesday, the ship disembarked with the evacuees from Libya to the Maltese port of Valletta. The Ukrainians on board will make their way home. According to the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry, the vessel is due to arrive April 10th. Citizens of the United States, Britain, Russia, Belarus, Greece, and other countries express gratitude for the rescue. Ukraine is the only state that sent a military craft to Libya on a humanitarian mission. The environmental group Greenpeace says hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians are still eating food contaminated by radiation from the Chernobyl nuclear power plant explosion a quarter of a century after the blast. In a report released Monday, Greenpeace says samples of milk, berries, potatoes, and root vegetables in two Ukrainian regions show unacceptably high levels of radioactive contamination. Greenpeace has criticized the government for halting counter-radiation measures in the affected region 2 years ago. Those measures included supplying uncontaminated hay for dairy cattle. Ukrainian government officials were not immediately available for comment. Critics of the new tax code took part in a cross-country protest. A convoy of 150 cars took part in the nationwide auto rally. Alexandra Molotolov has the details.
Critics of the new tax code in Ukraine are taking part in the cross-country auto rally to protest the code's impact on small businesses. Most small businessmen are unhappy with the economic situation in the country. Protesters want the government to maintain the simplified tax system but review the tax code that was adopted in fall. Now, they call the new tax code unfair because it narrows the rights of small and medium businessmen by adding more administrative rules and procedures.
I'm fed up with living like this.
The auto rally under the motto "Take the country back from oligarchs and return it to people" started in the western city of Lviv and the eastern city of Lugansk. A convoy of 150 cars crossed the country. Participants said they were stopped by the police several times on suspicion of being involved in car accidents.
The authorities are afraid of us. They are afraid of our pressure.
The new tax code was adopted early in December. Back then, the protesters called the president's code unfair because it focuses on small businesses. Thousands of Ukrainians turned out in angry demonstrations across the country. Now that the dust has settled, Ukrainian entrepreneurs have put forward their amendments to improve the simplified tax system. The draft law is already registered in the Ukrainian parliament, and many consider it a victory for small businesses and individual entrepreneurs. However, the government has established a separate working group to improve the law, which they hope will start pulling half of the economy out of the doldrums and fill cash-starved budget coffers. The government has not yet made clear if the authorities will give in to the demands of protesters. The consideration of the draft law on the simplified taxation system is still shrouded. Meanwhile, protesters say they won't back off until their tax privileges for small businesses are preserved. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
President Viktor Yanukovych hopes that Ukraine will start annually to construct 2,500 kilometers of road from 2013 to 2014. At the same time, Yanukovych said that in 2007, the country constructed 160 kilometers of road and 997 kilometers in 2010. The estimated funds annually needed to reconstruct and construct roads will be $4 billion U.S. And that was a look at some of the headlines in Ukraine for the week ending April 8th. I'm Keith Powell.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. From Edmonton, a group called Migrena from their CD Beauty is Not Contagious, and a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Ivanku, Ivanku, which is more often heard sung by women because it is a story about a girl who's pining after a young man by the name of Ivan or Ivanko, John or Johnny, and but that is a great version sung by this male group, Ivanku, Ivanku. Up next, another Edmonton group by the name of the Cubasonics from their third CD called Big Beat Music. Here they are now with a contemporized version of a traditional folk dance, the Chaban.
Thank you.
that was the Ukrainian Old Timers from their CD No More Bread and Butter and the Sweet Fern Waltz, and that featured Lauren Zeischle on violin and Bill Sherbichuk on guitar, and also Nestor Shadlowski on accordion, Linda Shadlowski on bass guitar, and Taras Paley on the drums. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver. It also streams online at am1320.com and is archived at nashholos.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave, AM and FM in over 28 countries, and every weekend on the PCJ Internet Radio station at pcjmedia.com, as well in flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, nashholos.com, and the podcast for the international PCJ radio edition at pcjmedia.com, and that stands for Peace, Cheer, and Joy. Yes, truly it does. Both editions also are available on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Роботи ніколи не скінчиш і зайця не перебіжеш. And our proverb of the week translates as, one can never finish one's work any more than one can outrun a rabbit. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have Prairie Crocus, also from Winnipeg. Strap on your dancing boots. You are going to need it. They are wrapping things up with a song called Back Up and Push. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.